Hello, Tom Kindred here, host of the new podcast, Small Biz Florida, covering all things business in the state of Florida. One of the primary reasons Small Biz Florida was created by the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College was to provide a channel in which to communicate in a timely and efficient manner information important to Florida's small business community. Florida's small businesses are already beginning to feel the effects of the COVID-19 issue. Small Biz Florida will be utilizing this podcast platform to provide information regarding business continuation, Florida small business disaster, and SBA economic injury loan information. Stay tuned to Small Biz Florida as the Florida SBDC Network will be updating these special edition episodes of the podcast regularly over the coming days.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And this is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that is all things business in the state of Florida. And these are our special COVID-19 episodes of Small Biz Florida. We've been updating our podcast throughout the week this week with the latest and most current information about business assistance programs. And our previous podcast involved Mr. Mike Myrie, the CEO of the Florida SBDC Network, and we talked about the Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan from the state of Florida. And today, very pleased to have with us Ms. Victoria Guerrero, who is the District Director of the U.S. Small Business Administration down in the Miami office. Listen, Victoria, thank you so much for taking time out today to talk with Small Biz Florida regarding the most current information regarding SBA and federal programs in response to the COVID-19 issue.
Thank you very much, Tom, for having me. I do appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. So real quickly, let's just start just a little background on yourself and your pathway. You are somewhat new to the district office of the SBA, so kind of a pathway for you to the office.
Sure, of course. Well, I actually started as the district director for the South Florida SBA office September of 2018. So I'm about a year and a half old so far with SBA, and I'm loving every moment of it. My background is really a mixture of private sector work for Fortune 500 companies as well as government sector work for state government and municipalities, although this is my first time working for the federal government. Every day I'm always learning something new. I've also been a small business owner myself, so I really understand firsthand, you know, the thrill of having your small business, but also the challenges that come along with it. So I can empathize for all of the small business owners and in this trying time with the coronavirus. And we're here, the SBA is here, you know, 100% of the way to support them through this, as well as, you know, SBDC. You guys are wonderful partners of ours, and thank you so much for all that you do.
We appreciate the support and the collaboration and partnership. Tell us very quickly, also give us a kind of a review and update of the Miami District Office. What does the SBA Miami District Office do in terms of everyday operations beyond, you know, dealing with the crises?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. So, yes, SBA offers, you know, disaster assistance, but we also work very closely with small business owners throughout the year by offering them different services and products that we have, from either finding them access to capital if they want to start their small business or they want to grow their small business, or if they come with any challenges and they need some assistance on any financials and the like. We also do have a certification program, which is our federal contracting certification program. This program, it's a 9-year program that we certify minority-owned businesses, and they can become part of this program, and we actually help them step by step on how to sell their products and services in the federal market through competing for federal contracts. So this program, again, it's a once-in-a-lifetime program for small business owners. It's up to 9 years. And the purpose of the program is to help business owners grow and position themselves to then be competitive in the private sector and make that transition over. So we do have various training programs, and again, with our wonderful partners such as the SBDC, I know you provide a lot of counseling and one-on-one time with small business owners to also help them through the challenges of starting their business and growing their business and being successful.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate that update and on what the office does year-round to support our small business marketplace here in Florida. So, Victoria, let's get right to it. The important issues today. I know that I just received the press release, I believe last evening, that federal assistance is now available. So what assistance is the federal government providing now for the state of Florida?
Yes, thank you for the question. Yes, we do have, well, as you may know already, the U.S. Small Business Administration is offering designated states disaster loans for working capital to small businesses suffering from substantial economic injury as the result of the coronavirus. You know, this is the first time that a virus has been mandated a national disaster. So it's unprecedented for the SBA. So we do have what's called the Economic Injury Disaster Loans, which offers small businesses up to $2 million in assistance and can provide vital economic support to small businesses to overcome the temporary loss of revenue that they are experiencing due to the coronavirus.
All right. What can these loans be used for?
Well, these loans can be utilized to pay fixed debt, payroll, accounts payable, and any other bills that can't be paid because of the disaster's impact.
All right. So what are the basic terms of these economic injury disaster loans?
Sure. So, you know, these terms, the interest rate is about 3.75 for small businesses. And for businesses that are private nonprofits, the interest rate is 2.75. Now, the SBA offers loans with long-term repayments in order to keep payments affordable for the small business owner. So the repayment time can be up to a maximum of 30 years. But, of course, these terms are determined on a case-by-case basis, you know, based on the each borrower's ability to repay. And I also want to state that if a borrower needs less than $25,000, no collateral is needed. If they do need more than $25,000, depending on that particular case, they may ask for collateral.
Okay. And I want to make sure we make something very clear now. These loans are also available for nonprofit organizations, correct?
Well, there's a distinction.
Okay.
There are the traditional nonprofits, which are the organizations that accept donations from the public, and then there's the private nonprofits. These loans are available for private nonprofits. If you're a traditional or a nonprofit organization that does accept donations from the public, you would not be qualifying for this particular loan.
Okay. All right. So traditional nonprofits like food banks and you know, clubs and organizations that work with young people, or those are the traditional. What's your kind of? Is it tied to the 501c3 designation?
I believe it is, and I can provide you with additional details and specific to that.
Okay.
But there is
right.
a distinction between a nonprofit and a private nonprofit.
Okay. All right.
So for the private nonprofits, the interest rate does drop about 1%. So instead of it being a 3.75, it will be a 2.75. And for both of these loans, the maximum to repay is 30 years.
Okay. And again, you make a great point that I want to reiterate again. If the loan is less than $25,000, what were some of those parameters?
Sure. If it's less than $25,000, a small business owner does not have to show collateral.
Okay.
If it's over $25,000, they will have to show collateral, but we don't want to discourage the small business owners. If they do not have collateral, we still suggest for them to apply because, again, each application is going to be going on a case-by-case basis. So if you don't have collateral, doesn't mean that you will be declined. Right. You will be assigned a case manager, and they will work with you to see if you, if they can see from the documentation that you provide them that you will have the ability to pay the loan in the future.
Okay. Typical time to get one of these loans approved, and kind of how does the process get started?
Sure. Well, basically, to apply for this particular loan, you would have to go to sba.gov/disaster. So again, that's sba.gov/disaster. And there's going to be a big button there in the middle that says apply for a loan. When you go online to apply online, it's going to take you through several pages, and you're going to be having to upload information. And the one thing that's very important, I tell all small business owners, is to have their financials prepared, because the more information you provide in that application packet, the quicker the process will go along. If you're missing information, then the case manager will have to contact you. There'll be dialogue and emails going back and forth to get the information that's missing, and that will delay the process. So let's say you submit the process and everything is submitted and there aren't any questions, and the case manager says, this looks good, let's send it in. It will take about 18 to 21 days for that particular package to be reviewed and a decision to be made. If the decision is to approve it, within the time that the decision is made to approve it and the business owner is notified, the business owner will have the funds available within 5 days.
Okay. And
now, I do want to state, though, the timeline that I'm giving you, right, typical timeline for a typical disaster. So as you all know, we live in South Florida. Usually we have hurricanes that hit us, and it typically impacts one or two counties, three, you know, possibly. Right. So it's a much smaller area that it impacts, a much smaller number of people that apply. This is nationwide. So although I'm giving you these deadlines, I have a feeling that it might take a little bit longer for the small business owner to receive their funding, only because people across the nation are going to be applying for this.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, Victoria, and it is an absolute point that needs to be made and reiterated, is that, you know, normally the SBDC and the SBA are working with disasters that like a hurricane that hit a particular region. This really is, to use the word, it's unprecedented. I mean, this is affecting every small business across the country. So I think it is worth noting. I think you're right to point it out and note it, that this may be a little different timetable than folks are normally used to dealing with on both the SBA and the SBDC bridge loan. And I think now's a good time to kind of mention that you are, the SBA really is the long-term solution for the small business owner. The SBDC Florida State Loan, the Emergency Bridge Loan, is really that short-term, response for the business. And then that is the first loan they get, kind of the first step, and then they move on to the longer-term solution, which is you. Is that fair, Victoria? Is that how that really kind of works?
Okay. Yes, that's what we've been telling small business owners. If they need the funding right away, we've been advising them that the state of Florida has activated their Florida Emergency Bridge Loan Program, which is, as you mentioned, a short-term program that will help bridge the gap from the time that the disaster happens to the time that the small business owners gets their the economic injury disaster loan, which is the long-term loan. So particularly for this Florida Bridge Loan, its business owners can apply to receive up to $50,000. It will be at a zero interest for 1 year. And then after that, it does jump to a 12% interest. But again, please keep in mind, what we recommend is for the small business owner to apply for both of them at the same time. What happens many times is that they get the Florida Bridge Loan, and then once they get the emergency disaster long-term loan, they will pay off the bridge loan with the emergency disaster loan. So it doesn't get to be to that 12% interest. So we highly recommend small business owners to apply for both of them simultaneously.
I was going to ask you that, too. If you had one of the SBDC loans, the state loans, can that be converted into your SBA loan?
Well, I don't think that it could be converted, but I do believe that you can pay it off with this particular loan.
Gotcha.
Economic injury disaster loan.
Okay.
And again, you know, the bridge loan, obviously, as you pointed out, is designed to get, you know, quick cash into the hands of the business to deal with those immediate issues while they're applying for the longer-term solution, which is the SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And again, reiterate, you know, $50,000 doesn't go a long way with most small businesses, but your loan can be up to how much?
$2 million.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I got to say, what we also recommend, you know, some small business owners, they say, well, I don't know how long this disaster is going to last or how long my business is going to be closed. And we completely understand that. What we recommend to small business owners is to kind of forecast what you think it will be. In the future, if you do need additional funding, you need an extension on the amount of the loan, you can request that through the SBA. So I don't want you to you know, be caught up in that particular worry. Now, mm-hmm. if you're going to request up to $2 million, you know, not everyone is going to receive that because, remember, each package is going to be analyzed by a case manager, so they will work with you. But if you are concerned about forecasting, just, you know, try your best. Take a look at where you were this time last year. You can use that as a guidance. And, again, if the time comes and we haven't recovered yet, you always have the ability to request for additional funding.
Okay. Makes sense. Again, kind of tell us where someone starts the process, and if they go onto your site, which you're going to tell us, and they do fill out the application, is everyone going to be assigned a case manager? Will everyone speak to a human during this process?
Sure. Yeah. Well, the first step would be then to go to sba.gov/disaster. Once you complete your application, you will be assigned a tracking number.
Okay.
And at that tracking number will be assigned to a case manager. Now, if you might get a phone call from a case manager if they do have questions or they need additional information from you. If they do not reach out to you, that means your package is complete and they're going to go ahead and move forward with that. But I do want to state that if you are looking for assistance with the application or assistance in, you know, making sure you have your financials ready to go, the SBA can assist with that. And I'm sure, you know, SBDC, you right. guys are wonderful in assisting our small business owners in preparation for disaster loan applications. So, you know, you can definitely reach out either to the SBA or to your local SBDC. And we also have a disaster customer service center that is staffed with individuals that are experts in these disaster loans. So that phone number is 1-800-659-2955. Again, that number is 1-800-659-2955. And for those that are hard of hearing, or you may know of other small business owners that are hard of hearing, we do have a TTY line for that community. The number is 1-800-877-8339. 1-800-877-8339. And for those that rather email, we have an email address for you. You can send your question via email to disaster customer service altogether at sba.gov. Again, that email address is disaster customer service at sba.gov.
Okay. And you're absolutely right, Victoria. You make another great point. If folks do need assistance with the application, with maybe compiling the documentation needed for the loan, maybe reviewing their financials, the SBDC, the local regional office located, there's 9 centers across the state of Florida. You can reach out to one of those centers, and that is the kind of support and assistance provided by the Florida SBDC centers, is to help folks get these applications completed and get them submitted. So you're absolutely correct. That is part of what an SBDC center can do in terms of the actual federal application, the SBA application.
And I guess
it's also willing, Victor, necessary kind of to talk a little bit about in this situation. You know, normally what we've always done in the past when we have those kind of disaster issues like hurricanes, we set up BRCs. We call them BRCs, business recovery centers. I guess, you know, we're probably still working through how all this is going to work, but BRCs are probably not going to be used.
Right.
You know, public gathering.
The invisible storm.
Right.
There,
so I would imagine we will be using a lot of virtual technology to try to connect to people, having them email applications in. Is that kind of what you're hearing too?
You're absolutely right on point with that, Tom. And one thing that I did want to mention, you know, since these emergency disaster centers are not going to be deployed because of the virus and we want to keep everyone safe, what our disasters team and the SBA is doing, and I'm also going to be reaching out to collaborate with SBDC, is for my particular office, I'm already working on developing a calendar where we can have virtual office hours via Skype. Every hour, that line will be manned by a live person. So people can just either call in or use our Skype link to join and ask any questions that they may have. I'm also going to be having, throughout these next couple of weeks, presentations where we can walk small business owners virtually through the application process and also answer Q&As on there. So the intent is really to have that in-person experience, but virtually.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to finish this calendar either today or tomorrow so I can start circulating it and putting the information and promoting it. So, I want small business owners to know that although you may not see us physically because of the type of virus, we want everybody to stay safe. We are there for you virtually. You can still contact us and, either speak with us or with SBDC or our other resource partners. We are there to support you.
The okay. Skype idea is amazing. That's great. Yeah. That is great.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Victoria, just real quickly as we close in on our time here, just kind of one more time, the federal economic injury disaster loan, we call it the EDIDL, is now available in the state of Florida. And kind of tell us again, we can borrow up to how much on this loan?
Up to $2 million
okay.
At 3.75 for small private businesses, and it's 2.75 interest rate for private nonprofits.
Okay.
And you have a maximum to pay back of 30 years, but it will be going on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. And, I think it's also worth noting, I mean, these are, even though it is a time of disaster and the federal government is obviously doing their part to pitch in and help small business owners, I mean, this really is a somewhat of a traditional loan. So a business has to be viable. You've got to have, a means of repayment. You've got to be able to demonstrate the ability to repay, cash flow. That's all still true, even in times of disaster, is it not, Victoria?
That is true. Basically, when you're going through this application process, you would want to get all of the documents in order that you would typically have to do when you're going through a traditional loan at a bank. The SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan is not filtered through a bank. It's straight with the U.S. Treasury. But we still ask for the same type of documentation. So if you have that available, make sure to upload it with your application because that's something that we are going to be asking for.
Okay. And then kind of one more time, how does one go to apply? What is that website to apply for the
loan? Yes, it's sba.gov/disaster.
All right. And
you want to apply.
Okay. And then they can click on it. It's a kind of a PDF document that they'll fill out.
It's actually an online web-based document.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and fill that out, or you can print it out.
Okay.
And handwrite everything and then get all your documents ready. And then when you're ready, go back online and then enter it in the online version. So you have your documents right then and there. One thing I do want to state, and it's very important, earlier on in the process, there's going to be some options of different types of loans the small business owner can choose. You need to choose the one that says EIDL. It stands for Economic Injury Disaster Loan.
Okay.
If you choose any of the other loans, the system is going to kick you out, and you're going to have to start all over again.
Okay.
And the reason this is because the Economic Injury Disaster Loan is the only one available right now from the federal government. If you don't select any, you're going to get kicked out. If you select the wrong one, you're going to get kicked out.
Okay.
So just make sure to select the EIDL option so you can move forward with your application.
All right. Victoria, really appreciate it. I know you guys are covered up down at the Miami District Office of the SBA, and I do appreciate you taking out time to update the Florida marketplace and Florida small business owners and operators about what is such an important tool that they need to be taking advantage of and using right now. So thank you, Victoria.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Tom. It's always a pleasure. And thank you for all that you do and the SBDC support for us. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. It is Victoria Guerrero, who is the District Director of the U.S. Small Business Administration Miami District Office. Thank you, Victoria. And thank you, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
For co-hosting here our special episode of the COVID-19 Small Biz Florida podcast and broadcast. And with that, we will sign off, and we'll see you and talk to you on the next episode.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this special edition of Small Biz Florida. Stay tuned to the podcast, as the Florida SBDC Network will be updating these special edition episodes regularly over the coming days.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.